மனோவிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபகதாமயம் ததாசி சதாம்பிகம். ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண கருணாசங்கோ தீனவந்தோ ஜவத்பதே கோபீஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே. தப்பகாஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விபவானி சுதே தேவி பிரணவாமி ஹரிப்ரியே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஜசா தர்மதயாஷ்டார்த்தா முனி வஜ்ரானு கீர்த்திதா நதசா வாசுதேவஸ்ய மகிமா ஜன்வந்தி. The defect in Vyasadeva was being pointed out by his spiritual master Narada that if you have labored very hard in presenting Dharmadaya. Dharmadaya means religiosity, economic development, dharma adaya. Adaya means beginning. That means human civilization should begin from religious principle. Rather, it is not human civilization. Dharmada. Therefore, in civilized nation, there is religion. Meaning, different forms, but religion must be there. The same thing is explained by Narada Muni, that dharmada, first religion, then economic development. Not economic development first. And then sanctuary there. And then liberation. The whole plan should be that people should understand that he is not animal. First thing, this is education. In the animal society, there is no religion. But as soon as you claim to be in human society, a civilized society, then there must be religion. Economic development secondary. Next. Of course, according to medical consciousness, they say Atmanam. Atmanam means they say body. But Atma means this body, this mind and this soul. Real meaning of Atma is soul. So there is a verse, Atmanam sarvato rakshet. First of all, try to save your soul. I think Lord Jesus Christ has also spoken something like that. If after gaining everything, one loses his spirit soul, then what does he gain? Is it not? This is the principle. Atmanam sarvato rakshet. One should give first protection to the Atma. What is that protection? Protection from the onslaught of Maya, material nature. That is protection. At the present moment, I am under the influence of Maya. Under the influence of the three qualities of Maya. So, when I get the opportunity of this human form of life, my first business is how to protect this Atma, soul. The soul is my transmigrating from one body to another. How foolish they have become. We are enjoying this nice body, human body or American body, or very beautiful body. But next moment I do not know what body I am going to get. But those who are in the knowledge how transmigration takes place, they can say what kind of body you are going to take next by your activities. We are preparing our body in our present life. Just like we are taking to Krishna consciousness, our attempt is to prepare for having a spiritual body. That is the whole attempt. And those who are not in Krishna consciousness, in material consciousness, they will have also a body, but this material body means full of misery. Any body you take. Either you take the body of king, or you take the body of a dog. The body is misery. It does not mean that when there is disease, only the dog's body suffers, not the king's body. Everyone has to suffer. So, Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet means, real meaning is, you should give protection to the Atma. Means, trying to save this soul, your soul, or yourself, from this transmigration of the body. And the plain truth, very simple truth is given in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, janma karma me vidvam ti janati tattva. Simply by understanding what is Krishna, that is also not very difficult to understand. If you follow the scriptural intent, what is Krishna? Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, he is not ordinary man. His body is Satchidananda, full of bliss, eternal, and full of knowledge. So it is very difficult to understand. He has given proof that Krishna is always enjoying bliss. And Krishna is in instruction, knowledge, there is no comparison. Bhagavad Gita and so many other instructions. And is eternal. That's like the sun. Sun is eternal, day and night. It is our adjustment of this planet. So Krishna is there. Just like the sun is there, always in the sky. But we think this is night, this is day, and that is adjustment of this planet. Similarly, Krishna is always there. When he is visible, we say that Krishna is living. And when he's not visible, we say Krishna is dead. So simply by understanding Krishna, janma karma madhidva, tat in truth, not whimsically, not by your fertile brain speculation, like this, like that, maybe, perhaps. Not this nonsense. Just try to understand Krishna. So, simply by understanding Krishna, janma karma madhidvam yajanati tattvata taktadiha, that person, after leaving this body, he goes to Krishna. And who can go to Krishna unless he has got a spiritual body? The same Satchidananda Vigra. Unless one has the same Vigra. Just like we can understand that when we take birth in a particular place, say, in Greenland, which is always full with ice or some other place. So you have bought a particular type of body, the death. They are the animals, they are the man, they have got a particular type of body, they can bear the severe cold. We cannot. Similarly, when you go to Krishna Loka, you'll have a particular type of body. What is a particular type of body? Satchidananda Vipra. Any planet to go, you have must have a particular body. So, taptadeham kunat janmanati. And as soon as you get eternal body, then you don't have to come back again to this material world. And that body, Satchidananda Vigraha body, means one who is completely conversant with this service, devotional service. Because you cannot enter into the abode of Krishna with your predominating propensity. In this material world, our propensity is predominant. We want to predominate over you. You want to predominate over me. That is the competition here. So, when we give up this predominating false, predominating spirit, I am Krishna, I am the Lord of all I serve, this nonsensical understanding, when you give up, surrender, Vasudeva Sarvamurti, understand Krishna is everything, and simply part and parcel of Krishna. So if we remain part and parcel of Krishna, then our freedom is at an actual. Otherwise, there is no freedom. There is false. One of them, I am thinking, I am God, I am Krishna, I am this and that. Nothing. This will simply put me under the classes of mind. Therefore, Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet means to put oneself in this Krishna consciousness movement. Then your Atma, yourself, is protected. Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet. Tato Dharma. Tato Dharma. After you understand, people do not understand what is this business. He thinks that my business is to eat, sleep, nap and die. This is animalism. Simply, they are misled by animalistic civilization. Eating, sleeping, that's all. Have good house for sleeping. Why? Now these boys and girls, they are sleeping on the floor. Sleeping on open air, what is the difficulty? The animal's house can sleep. It is a practice house. We don't require any gorgeous arrangement for sleeping or eating. We should simply try to educate our Krishna consciousness. Other things are unsavoured. That is Atmanam Sarvato. Atmanam Sarvato Rakshetato Dharma. Dharma. This dharma. Dharma means religion. Actually, religion is not exact equivalent of the word dharma. Dharma, as I have explained several times, you know, dharma dhridhas. Dharma means you exist by some natural symptom, that is called dharma. Everyone has got some natural symptom. That is dharma. According to Sanskrit meaning, that is dharma. Just like this light is a substance. What is this dharma? Religion, to give light, to illuminate. So without illumination, there is no meaning of light. Similarly, your dharma, what is your religion? Your religion is to serve Krishna. That is your religion. Now you serve in different way according to time, circumstances, country. That is a different thing. But your religion is to serve God. That is your religion. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately gives you the definition of religion or your occupation, natural duty, natural function. Always mind that. Just like the light's natural function is to give illumination, prakash. Similarly, your natural function is to serve Krishna. That's all. You have no other reason. That is all. No other reason. When you understand this convincingly, then we are situated in our religion. Just like Krishna said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he says, dharma samsthapanarthaya, just to re-establish religion. Dharma samsthapanartha. People forget nature's, material nature's function is there to put you into illusion. All. So our forgetfulness is of another illusion. We forget our relationship with God, Krishna. Then adharma, that is, instead of becoming servant of Krishna, I become servant of so many things. I say I become servant of my family, servant of my country, society, humanity, cats, dogs, so many things. Servant I remain, but I become servant of so many things. So I have to convert from this servitorship to Krishna's servitorship. Therefore Krishna says dharma samsthapana. This is dharma samsthapana. What dharma, what kind of religion Krishna established? He said that I incarnate to establish religion. He never came to establish a Hindu religion, a Christian religion, a Mohammedan religion, a Buddha religion. He established real religion. What is a real religion? Sarva dharma and paritas. You give up all this nonsense, so-called religion and faith. It's simply surrender. That is religion. That is real religion. All other, any other religion, which does not teach how to surrender unto God, that is pretension. That is not religion. According to basic understanding, this is religion. This is natural function. Sātmānam sarvatūrakṣe tato dharma tato dhanam. First of all, you try to protect yourself, then take to real religion, natural function of the ātmā. Then try to, because we are in this material condition, we require economic development also. So that is very easy also. Krishna has given you enough land to just little work. The animals are there. The cows will give you milk. If you till a little land, you get some grains. That is sufficient. Economic development. We don't require big factories, big workshops, and whole day and night with motor cars and going this way and that way. There is no necessity. For economic thought. This is Maya. Simply, at the end, he will eat some grains or some this or that, little. And that whole day. Therefore, they are called Mula. According to Bhagavad Gita, they have rested. Mula ass. Just like ass. The beast, a bird, he takes waterman's load. 3 tons. 4 tons, whole day working, but eating a morsel of grass. Yes. He has no knowledge that I take a morsel of grass only. And why whole day I hear this so much taunts of chlorine of the waterman? You have no experience of the ass's business in India. The waterman loads the ass 3 tons and he goes to the water side and the waterman washes all these clothing from Bangkok, river or reservoir or whatever. Again, evening, the ass brings back the clothing. So, the Kurmis, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita, Buha, as simply unnecessary working. They are not whole. Without taking care of the Atma, without taking care of the religion, you can't. What is this nonsense? You are losing yourself. You do not know what life you are going to get next night. You don't care for this. Never mind whatever life I get. This life I got makes me work hard and accumulate money. Where the money will be? In the bank. My sons and my daughters will enjoy. This is the Rasa Buddhi Kunati Tidhar. God is the all-body conception. Atā grihasthetu sutātu vittai janasthamo hoya. This is illusion. This is illusion. Simply working like that, without knowing what is the end of life, what is the distance of life. All assets, they are these things. Our Krishna consciousness movement is very nice. You can understand what is what. That is knowledge. So, tato dharma, tato dhanam, atmani vikitesu sati kuto dharma kuto dhanam. But if you do not understand yourself, what you are, then what is the meaning of your religion and your economic development? If you do not know what you are, first of all, you must know what you are and what is your business, what is your destination, what is your aim of life. Then begin work, begin religious, become economic developer, and so on, so on, so many things. But if you are in darkness to understand yourself, then what is the meaning of this accumulation of wealth or so-called religion, so-called economic knowledge? So here Narad Muni advises that you have explained dharmādaya, so artha. In different literature you have divided the whole Vedas in understandable language, Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Veda. To explain the Vedic knowledge according to the quality. Every human being is under some quality of the material nature. Some of them are in darkness or ignorance. Some of them are in passion. And some of them are mixed ignorance and passion. And some of them are in light or goodness. Not all in the same level. There are different classes of men. Just like in our high-risk library we find so many philosophical books. But if you go to ordinary man, he will find some nonsensical literature, fiction, and sex psychology, things like that. According to test. According to test, different test. Because there are different classes of men. That will be explained in the next verse. He says, Narad Muni, natat matas chitrapadam harerajasa jagat pavitram pravinita karvichi तद वायसम तीर्थम उसंति मानसा नजत्र हंसा निरमंती शिक्ष है। तो ही इज कंपेयरिंग ऑल दी बुक्स रिटन बाय व्यासेस इंक्लूडिंग द वेदांत फिलोसफी। ही सेज दैट दिस इज वायसम तीर्थम। Vyasam Tirtham. Vyasam means crows. And the crows and their place of pleasure. Have you seen crows? In India we have got many crows. In your country, crows are not free. But in India, the crows, they take pleasure in all nasty things. The crows. You will find they take pleasure in a place where all nasty things are thrown, garbage. They will pick out the garbage, find out whether there is milk, where there is pus, whether there is like flies. They will sit down on the stool. And the bees, they will try to take honey. Even in the animals, you will see. The honey, the bees will never come to this stool. And the ordinary flies, they never go to collect honey. Similarly, there are divisions in the birds, divisions in the bees, divisions in human society. So you cannot expect that ordinary person will come to Krishna consciousness. Because they have been trained to become flies. They will test school. The modern education is to teach people to become flies on this stool. Not here, Krishna consciousness. But you make it a honeycomb. Those who are after, seeking after honey, they will find here is something. Don't make it a stool society. Make it a honey society. At least give chance those who are seeking after honey. Don't cheat people. So they will come. So here, Narada Muni says that you have compiled so many books. That's all right. So what is the idea? The idea is Dharmalaya. You are teaching religious principle. That is, there are 20 Vinsati Dharma Shastra. This Manusanghita, Parashara Muni's law, and social custom, these are so many things there are. But these are originally by different stages, but back then made it, compiled it just for proper use. People can understand them. So, he has explained all these books for use of the human society undoubtedly. How to become religious, how to develop economic position, how to understand what is liberation, how to satisfy restrictedly sense gratification, just like in books, in Vyasa books, you will find this different kinds of, just like those who are eating flesh. That is also given direction by Vyasa. In the Tamasic Puran, Puran for the persons who are in ignorance. So, he does not deny anyone. He has made books in such a way that any person reading books, just like in school, there are different classes and different books are recommended for different class. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda has given this whole Vedic literature in such a nice way, in the form of Puranas, that any man can be elevated to the highest position, reading books like this. Take for example, that one who is addicted to take intoxication, eating flesh, and sex life, because these are natural instincts. Loki bhavaya ami samadha seva nikasta jantu nagatra shodha. Nobody is required to give lessons, to teach. Nobody is required to be taught how he has to make sexual intercourse. Nobody has to be given lessons how he can become intoxicant. Don't you see? The intoxicants, intoxicated person, they become automatically. There is no university. There is no educational system that you become, take LSD, LSD like this. No. There is a natural tendency to become intoxicated, to take liquor, LSD, Maya, very easily done that. Yes, to use sex life. Look, if somebody asks, these are natural instincts, they can be automatically. They will be done. There is no question. Then what is use of book? The book is for restricting. That they do not know. When Vasudeva recommends that you must have sex life by marriage, that means restriction. That means restriction. You cannot have sex life here and there unrestricted. You have got one wife or one husband, and that is also restricted only for begetting child. You can have sex life. So many things. The whole idea is restriction. Not that because I have got a wife, it's a machine for sex life. No, no. And marrying me, that does not mean. Marriage does not mean like that. It is restriction. The whole Vedic civilization is to bring man to the transcendental platform by restricting all his nonsense habits to nil. But not all of a sudden, gradually, according to the first. Similarly, those who are addicted to flesh eating, meat eating. All right, very because it says, you can eat meat. But sacrifice an animal before the deity, goddess Kali, and you can. So that the man who is eating meat, he will not revolt. If I say, just like many men revolt, that girl, what is that? Maria, she revolted. She revolted. She was always trying to plead, why this restriction? Why? So I had to tell you, if you don't like this restriction, then go out. You don't accept it. What can we do? So they do not want restriction. That is natural tendency. But these shastras are meant for restriction. It's like marriage, restriction of sex life. And offering sacrifice before Tardas Kali, there is also a restriction of meat eating. You cannot eat meat by purchasing from the slaughterhouse. So that is not recommended. If you want to eat meat, then you just sacrifice one goat, not a cow, no. Go. And he says, all right, you can. Gold is recommended to be sacrificed. So you can tell. And in India, the meat eating or flesh eating is not restricted. But not the useful animals, cow, the most useful animals, cow. So, these books, this literature, I mean to say, Vedic literature, is meant for restricting our life and elevating ourselves. So Narada says that you have explained all these religious principles or sense education, economic development very nicely. Tatha Vasudeva sa mahima januvandi. So therefore our Krishna consciousness movement is simply for glorifying the Lord. That is the only business. Not other things are secondary. That is being taught. Then if you want to write books, you write books by glorifying the Lord. Natat matas chitra padam harir jasa. Narada says, chitra padam api vasudeva pratirikta anna visaya jnana var anna visaya vata chaturjan. Siddha Swami comments that except describing the glories of the Lord, any literature, any science, any contribution is simply a jugglery of bhogavness. This all. Jugglery. Vaku chasukya. Vak means vocabulary. And chasukya means jugglery. Simply setting some words in a jugglery way just to draw people's attention, to waste time. That's all. Vaku chasukya. Vasudeva vyatirikta anna visajnana but eva anna visajnana bhakuchatam. Kilam. Kilam eva itiya. Kilam. It is insignificant. Chitrapadam api jat bata parijyata napta vinita. You can write nice books in using your literary career, metaphor, and what is called so many things that producing nice literature. But if there is no glorification of the Lord, then Hare Jasa Pragnita Tad Bhayasam Titham, then it is just like the place where the crows take place. That's because such kind of literature will be accepted by men who are like crows. Tadvayasam titham kakutulyanam kaminam rutishthanam usanti mannante. Just like kaminam, those are very lustful. What is their pleasure spot? Then by them. That's all. That is urinal. That is his prison. His urinal is very nice place. But he is sophisticated. His spouse, this is very nice place. Srimad Bhagavatam is revolting. But we must stop the real thing. That this commentator, Siddhar Swami, he has given very nice example. Kamina Roti Roti Sano. As the lusty man finds pleasure in the vagina, similarly, these part of literature, nonsense literature, are injured by persons who are just like crows. Not it's called swan. Swan will not go to that place. They will search out some place where there is nice transparent water and lotus flower leaves and nice trees and good birds. They are taking enjoyment. So even if you see among the animal society and the bird society, there is discrimination. And if in the human society there is no such discrimination, what kind of civilization there is? A crow's village, a black crow's village, simply trying to take pleasure in nonsense, clubs, in liquor shop, and so-called cinema, they are trying to take place there. They will not, Narada is complaining that the all so-called books describing about this dharma, tapa, mokha is just like the tapas or the crow's pleasure hunting. Jagat-pavitra. But if you produce a single little wherein simply very glorification of God, anyone who will read his life from immediately transcendental benefit. Produce the praise only back to God. Oh, that is bringing revolution to the human society about understanding spiritual life. Don't produce nonsense literature. Try for one page. Manasa, sattva pradhane manasi vartamana, Hamsa means the swans, therefore called Paramahamsa. A highly elevated spiritual person is called Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, that in the society, in the sannyas stage, there are four stages of birth. Kutitak, Bahudak, Paribhrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Kutichak, when a person takes sannyas, he lives in a cottage outside the village but does not go home. But he is not accustomed to travel or to beg from door to door, so all day and night he keeps himself in that cottage and from his relative and home something is supplied for his fooding. That is the stage of kutichak, to take supply from home. The next stage is bohuda, when he comes to the understanding that I have given up my home, why should I take help from my home? I am considering that home is my place. Why not everyone my friends? Vasudhaiva kutumbaka. Everyone is my family, everyone. And that is the next stage. So he can go to Abhyam. He can give me one chapati. Will not give. Sometimes he. Anyone will give. They are trained also like that. That any grihastha, householder, if a sannyasi comes, immediately should receive some respect. That is also basic culture. Sannyasi should be treated as the children of the society. Everyone, still, there is king in a village, a sannyasi goes, he will get a nice of invitation. Samiji, please come, take your vikha at my place. So he has no question of eating and living. So many people will live in shelter. He is not in the wilderness. If he actually a sannyasi travels all over the country, he has no problem. Village to village, everyone will deceive. This is called Bahuda. And then Paribhrajakacharya. Then when he is still further elevated, then he gives instruction. Why he should eat only without giving something to them? He feels like that. Why for nothing I shall accept food from others? I must eat something. So whatever knowledge I have got, I must distribute. This is Paribhrajakacharya. And when one is experienced in everything and is above all material affection, that is called Paramahamsa. Function. Why? Hamsa means swan. Why he is compared with Hamsa? The Hamsa has got the qualification to take the essence. If you give a swan milk mixed with water, he has got some tactics. He simply takes the milk casing and the water will be there. Revived. Similarly, Hamsa means one who has taken the essence of this cosmic manifestation. What is that essence? Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything, all manifestation, all activities, they are all Krishna's energy. Therefore, Krishna is the center, just like the same way. What is this material cosmic manifestation? It is the sun. Yes, sir. Similarly, there are millions of suns. Therefore, Krishna is the ultimate. Krishna Surya. Sarvakarana karanam. Causes of all cause. So one who takes Krishna is Parama. So every Vaishnava, every devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna is a Paramatma. So we are teaching people to become immediately Paramahamsa, higher state of sannyas. And the method is simply chanting Hare Krishna. The post is Paramahamsa. Vaishnava means Paramahamsa. It is above Brahmi, above sannyas. But we must see, yes, Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Anukullena Krishna Anusudanam, Annavilasita Sunnam. There is no other desire, material desire. Desire means materialism. This contaminated desire. It does not mean that we shall not desire to become Krishna conscious. That desire is real desire. And any other desire, Annavilasita, for some material benefit. That is not it. But if we can keep ourselves without any material desire, without any propensity for enjoying fruity result, I am doing something, I must enjoy this result. I must be enjoyed. This is called jnana karma. I must try to understand Krishna by my speculative method. Why? Krishna is explaining himself. Why don't you try to understand him that way? Nonsense, what is speculative power you have got? Simply you will commit blunder. What? Krishna says, I am this, I am this, I am that, I am that. This is what Gita explains. God says, why don't you understand him as he says? If I say that I am from India, my birthplace is in Calcutta, I have got 5 children, I was formerly a businessman, why do you understand to speculate about this? What is the use of this speculation? If you actually want to know what Swamiji said that I was a householder and I was doing medical business, I have got 5 children, this and that. So that is sufficient. Why do you want to know Swamiji by speculation? Similarly, these rascals will try to understand Krishna by speculation. No, there is no need. Paramahamsa. That is Paramahamsa state. So, Siddhanta Swami said, Hamsa Jatayu. Jatayu means these stages, saintly person. Hamsa Jatayu. Jatra na niramanti karichitapi nitran na they it's like our students, Krishna conscious person, if he's invited, come on, there is a nice picture in the cinema. No, he'll never go. Because he has become Hamsa. He is not a crow. That you will go such places. Why? What is that? So, Hamsa, here he says, Tadbhāyasa sadga, Tadbhāyasa tītham usanti manasa. They reject. Usanti manasa, najatra hamsa hiramanti siksa. There was an incident in my life. I was, of course, at that time, householder. One of my friend, he was going to cinema with his friend. And he saw me, I was in the street, and immediately stopped his car, and he asked me that he come, we are going to cinema. So I refused. And then he could give me $1,000, still I cannot go to cinema. So he dragged me, he took me to the cinema house, but I never entered. I came back. Because it was detestful. So when one becomes completely separated from all these material desires, even if you offer him some profit, he will not accept. There is a tale. Madhaprahamsanidamanti usikshaya. Because his mind is absorbed in greater things. Usiksha. Brahma. Usiksha means Brahma. Usit kamanya Brahma charo nivasa dhishanti. Jata prasidhya hansa manasi sarasi charanta. Siddhartha explains, just like swans, they take pleasure in the manas sarava, in a place where transparent water, lily and very nice garden, they take pleasure. যথা প্রসিদ্ধ হংসা মানসী সরসী চলন্ত কমনীয় পদ্মখণ্ড নিবাস ইউল ফাইন্ড সোয়ান্স দে উইল গ্যাদার নিয়ার লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার অ্যান্ড ডাই দেয়ার অ্যান্ড এন্টাঙ্গল দ্যাম উইল বি স্টেয়ার দ্যাট ইজ দ্যার প্লেস টু রিমেন সারাউন্ডিং দি লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার কমনীয় পদ্মসন্ন নিবাস ভক্ত বিচিত্রান্ন তপ্ত বিচিত্রানি যুক্তপি যুক্তপি উচ্ছিষ্ট গর্তে কাকক্রিয়া স্থানে ন বিজমন্তি দে আর নট লাইক দি ক্রোস ওয়াজ সিম্পলি ট্রাইং টু টেক সাম প্লেজার ফ্রম দি গার্বেজ প্লেস দিস হোয়াট ইজ দেয়ার ইন দি গার্বেজ দে আর অল রিজেক্টেড thrown away. But the crows is whether they pull on something, if there is something, there is something. As there is a natural distinction between the crows and the swan, similarly, there is distinction between a Krishna conscious person and an ordinary person. The ordinary persons are compared like the crows and a fully Krishna conscious person is just like swans and ducks. Then he says, Tadbhaga visakka janatadha vitlava jasmin pratishloka abadha vaktati namani nantasu jasankitanija sinnanti gayanti giranti sa. On the contrary, this is a kind of literature, very nicely written, metaphorical and poetry, everything. But there is no question of glorifying the Lord. That is compared with this life, the same place where the crow will take place. On the other hand, other kind of literature, what is that? Tadbhaga visarga janatadha vitla jasmin pratishloka mavadhava. A literature presented to the people, to the public, for reading. Which are even dramatically incorrect. But because there is glorification of the Lord, it can produce revolution. It can purify the whole human society. My Guru Maharaj, when he was selecting articles to be published in the Harmonies, if he sees simply that there is several times the writer has written Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, like that. He passes in the all that. All right. So many times he has uttered Krishna and Chaitanya, so it is all right. Similarly, even if we present our Vaishnavism and any other literature in broken languages, it does not matter. Because the glorification of the Lord is there. And that is recommended. Janata Agha. Agha means sinful activities. If one reads one line of this literature, although it is presented in broken language, but if he simply hears there is Krishna, then his sinful activities immediately vanquished. Janata Agha. Tadabhaga Vishakta Janata Agha. Jasmin Pratislokam Abaddhavat. Namani Anantas Anantami Sajinte. His name, his fame, his glory, his qualities are described. Namani Anantas Jasam Kitar. His glorification is there. Even they are presented in broken language. Then, Sinanti Gayanti Ginanti Sadhava. Just like my Guru Maharaj, Sadhu, the saintly person, immediately passes. Yes, it is all right. It is all right. Because there is glorification of the Lord. Of course, general public will not understand, but this is the standard. Standard bhasan spoken by Narada. You write some things. The aim should be simply to glorify the Supreme. Danyali Kaisari, Pavitra, Pirupar. And however nicely, either literally or metaphorically or poetically, you write some literature which has nothing to do with God or Krishna. That is Vasatipa, that is pleasure, spot, or the crows. This is the Vasan, Narada Muni. We should be taking note of this. For the Vaishnava, there is one qualification, poetic. So everyone should be poetic. But that poetry language should be simply to glorify the Lord. Then it is just like Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ratan Das Thakur, they are poets. They have produced so many songs. But about whom? About Krishna. Similarly, under the instruction of Narada, now Vyasadeva will produce a literature like Srimad Bhagavatam, which is simply glorification of the Lord and His devotees. Bhagavat means the Lord, and Bhagavat means pertaining to the Lord. So pertaining to the Lord, everything. Vastava Vastu Vedamatra. In the beginning of Bhagavad it is said, Vastava Vastu. Vastu means substance. The Samambona. And Vastava in relation to the Samambona. So if we try to understand everything in relationship with Krishna, then we understand Vastava reality. That is reality. If we study something minus Krishna, that is not real knowledge. Actually, Krishna is the original cause of all. Sarva-karana-karana. So, unless we come to the point of Krishna, any understanding, any knowledge is imperfect. So, we'll discuss later on. Okay.